This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Former UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao is suing the University of Wisconsin over his firing as a tenured professor and is seeking to regain employment at UWL. Gao was dismissed by the Board of Regents 2 years ago after Regents discovered he was producing and appearing in pornographic films. Gao argues in the suit that the firing violated his constitutional protection of freedom of speech. Both a faculty committee and a Board of Regents review found Gao engaged in unethical conduct. Wisconsin Republicans are working on legislation that would ban electronic devices such as cell phones from public school classrooms. Lawmakers said enforcing the policy would be difficult. The law would require public schools to come up with their own policies. Some districts have already done so, but backed off after parents and students criticized the rules. Republicans are also seeking to curb the governor's line-item veto power, which has been a priority for the legislature for several years. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany was in northern Wisconsin on Monday to hold a listening session for constituents. While he was in Ross County, he spoke about a bill he reintroduced called the FAIR Act, which would eliminate DEI in the federal government. Tiffany said that the federal government should lead the way in ending discrimination and focused on hiring based on merit and achievements. The bill has 8 other co-sponsors and supports President Donald Trump's executive orders eliminating DEI programs. The head of Wisconsin's Democratic Party is trying to lead the party on the national stage. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
In the race to lead the Democratic National Committee, Wisconsin's Ben Wickler is one of the favorites. He's facing Ken Martin of Minnesota and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has been touting his record as a successful fundraiser here in the Badger State. 8 governors have now endorsed Wickler, plus Governor Tony Evers here in Wisconsin. 4 of those governors are voting members themselves, including Laura Kelly of Kansas, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Andy Beshear of Kentucky, and Michelle Lujan Grisham of New Mexico. They've also each urged members in their states to vote for Wickler, which could give him a big boost. The election to be chair of the Democratic National Committee is on Saturday. Wickler has been chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party for 5 years.
Democratic leaders will make their selection on Sunday. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin held a virtual town hall for the western part of the state on Monday. Baldwin talked about preserving ecosystems along the Mississippi River, as well as immigration, childcare, and taxes. Baldwin said she was prepared to defend programs such as Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, as well as work on providing a tax break for first-time homebuyers to help make housing more affordable. President Donald Trump is considering reducing or eliminating some of those programs. With a lack of snow on the ground, some counties are opening up recreational trails under frozen ground rules for ATVs and UTVs. Only 6 counties in Wisconsin currently have any snowmobile trails open, all in far northern Wisconsin, and in all 6 counties, trails are only partially open or are in poor condition with a snow base of under 1/2 foot. Opening up trails for ATVs and UTVs is a way for some businesses that rely on outdoor recreation to generate revenue. You can see full trail reports at travelwisconsin.com. Housing affordability continues to be an issue in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin housing market is getting less and less affordable. According to the Wisconsin Association of Realtors, increasing home values, higher mortgage rates, and stagnant incomes have made it tougher for people to pay for their home. Median home prices rose almost 9% across Wisconsin in 2024. The average home price statewide is $310,000. According to Redfin, the Midwest is the most affordable region of the country, but we now have the fastest growing prices.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant 2 foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs are probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and Dre were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believe get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant 2, but, it, you know, I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Reruns are not just for 1980s TV shows. Most of the money that flowed in from the box office this weekend is from films that have been out for anywhere from 2 to several weeks. The exception did open number one this past weekend. Lionsgate's Flight Risk opened with a $12 million take. The movie looked somewhat ridiculous in the trailer, but Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch frontman Mark Wahlberg now happens to be a bankable movie star. No word on if him appearing bald in the film affected the box office. The movie only drew about 20% positive reviews, but audiences seem to view it a little more favorably. Looks like something we've seen before, but maybe that's why it opened number one. Coming in second place was Disney's Mufasa the Lion King, which is in its sixth week of release. In third place was One of Them Days with Kiki Palmer and SZA, which has been a nice surprise hit for Sony Pictures, pulling in good reviews and good audience marks. Rounding out the top five were a couple of swell sequels, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Moana 2. There are all kinds of benefits to having a younger host of Wheel of Fortune, especially when it comes to explaining internet slang to your letter-turning co-host, Vanna White. Vanna White posted a picture of her and her son cooking together on social media, which brought her son lots of attention, with people referring to the picture as a thirst trap. Not judging, because I had to Google it myself, but White said she had no idea what that was, but luckily, her young whippersnapper 50-year-old co-host Ryan Seacrest set everyone straight. Say what you want about Jennifer Lopez, but she is a showbiz juggernaut. The pop icon actress, who has a tendency to make headlines for all the wrong reason, just righted the ship with a standing ovation after a screening of her new film at the Sundance Film Festival. Lopez stars in the second film adaptation of the novel Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Jenny from the Block says this old-fashioned musical version of the film is one she's always wanted to make, and that witnessing a standing ovation actually made her dream come true. How can that awful Ben Affleck not love her? Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothy Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live. How noble? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and mild today, but continued breezy. Highs in the mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and continued mild, lows in the upper 20s. That wind will still be noticeable, though. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.